Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Darn nice afternoon. It really is. We were watching some clouds a couple of hours before we went on air. Austin and I were discussing the fact of, you think we're going to see any rain today? Well, we've revised our vocabulary, ladies and gentlemen. We use pop-up showers around here.
Right.
Just because you just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we've had rain chances for a couple days now.
Yeah, pop up and move out. That's okay with me. Let's go ahead and do the top three stories that could possibly change the way you think this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Not that we're brainwashing or anything like that, but here's your first story. Changes are expected for the upcoming high school football season in Escambia County. Some games scheduled for Friday night could potentially be moved to Thursdays. Uh-oh, what happened to Friday night lights?
Yeah.
In that situation, they're going to have to remarket that one and rebrand it. This comes as part of a shortage of referees. The Southeastern Football Officials Association meeting in less than 1 hour. They get this meeting underway 6 o'clock on the UWF campus in the Argo Center to meet with and discuss the new referee idea.
All right. And Pensacola is set to make the weekend downtown trolleys permanent. The city began offering free trolleys on Friday and Saturday nights in November as part of a pilot program to provide transportation in areas of downtown where there is free parking. On July 17th, the city council will decide whether to award Winterfest of Pensacola a three-year, $349,000 contract to operate the weekend trolleys. The city's parking fund will fund the trolleys.
Okay, here's your third story this afternoon. There has been a jump in youth handgun ownership in Florida. According to a study published this week in the Journal of Pediatrics, 6% of Florida teens are packing heat, in other words, carrying guns.
Right.
The data showed a 65% surge in youth handgun ownership in Florida. This was from 2002 to 2022. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons saying he really has not seen a rise in teen gun ownership on a local level.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, speaking of the local level, an Escambia County man has pleaded guilty in federal court to possessing an unregistered machine gun. On October 30th of last year, law enforcement seized an unmarked AR-style machine gun conversion device, along with a Glock pistol, loaded magazines, and about 500 grams of marijuana from 24-year-old Prashant M. Jenkins Jr.'s residence. He's set for sentencing on September 30th, where he could face up to 10 years in prison and a ban on firearm possession.
514 News Radio 92.3, schools across Northwest Florida are preparing to implement new phone policies as students return to classrooms next month. Dr. Karen Barber is the Santa Rosa School Superintendent.
I think the legislature got this right.
Well, there you go. A new state
simple as that.
You know what I'm talking about. Let me explain. A new state law bans phones from classrooms through eighth grade. The law will not affect high schoolers as much. They still can have a phone, but it can only be used for educational purposes. As we move the clock around 5:15 afternoon, it's just darn sliding by on us here.
Yeah.
Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. We do have some backups developing in a couple of new spots. 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have some on, this is going to be Mobile Highway if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection, Blue Angel Parkway, traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway. There we are. That intersection is looking rough at this time. Also got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess. Beyond those few spots, though, it's just a few more of our usual areas. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And a little bit on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 90 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. The rest of this week and into your weekend is going to have some rain shower chances, just like we talked about, but they shouldn't be too bad if you see them at all, and highs are going to be sitting at what they have recently. That's around 92 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Oh, very interesting. Florida state officials are pushing back after lawmakers were stopped from inspecting the new detention center. Of course, Alligator Alcatraz. Fox 13, down in Tampa Bay, Evan Axelbank has the story.
The State Division of Emergency Management said in a statement, the legal authority cited by the legislators does not extend to this facility in the manner requested. The section of the Florida statute grants inspection authority to a legislative committee, not to individual legislators engaging in political theater. They said as well that they don't have to let them in because in their view, it's not technically a state correctional facility. State Rep. Anna Eskamani says the concern is the conditions inside. She says calls have come in from both families and attorneys of detainees. Another lawmaker says he's heard from the head of the Orange County Jail that several inmates were relocated to Alligator Alcatraz without having any criminal charges. Evan Axelbank, Fox News.
And the on-again, off-again relationship between Key West and ICE is back on. The City Commission voted 4-2 yesterday to approve a 280G agreement with the federal agency. That means ICE and the city will work together on immigration enforcement. The police chief signed the agreement in March, but the City Commission voided it last week before reversing course yesterday.
Okay, the Florida Supreme Court on Tuesday refused to halt next week's scheduled execution of Michael Bell. This was for the 1993 murders of two people. This happened outside a Jacksonville bar. If Bell, who is executed, he will be the ninth inmate put to death by lethal injection this year, matching a record set back in 1984 and 2014.
My goodness. And Governor Ron DeSantis is making it clear where he stands on amnesty for illegal immigrants. Newsweek's Josh Hammer wrote on X yesterday, there's a whisper campaign making the rounds in some conservative circles. Hammer says the goal of this campaign is amnesty. DeSantis writes on X that there's no amnesty, no debate, no compromise.
You know, we spend a lot of time leading up to like events like the 4th of July, just putting the awareness level out there on the dangers of fireworks.
Right.
You know, and they are. I just want to tell you, multiple Florida residents suffering from fireworks-related injuries over the 4th holiday weekend. Fox down in Tampa, it's WTVT, has more on this story.
This year, two people suffered hand injuries that required partial or full amputations. Then there were several residents who suffered significant trauma to their eardrums. And a boy under 10 years old was rushed into surgery after firework-related shrapnel pierced his chest. Emergency crews responded to plenty of injuries, but no property damage. That's a change compared to years past, Hillsborough County Fire Rescue admits. Because of that trend, the county focused recent messaging on how to prevent fires related to fireworks and tips for keeping your property safe. But after all the injury calls they got this year, the county is turning more attention on personal safety. In Tampa, Ariel Placencia, Fox News.
You know, I was attending a homeowners association meeting the other night, and you know what the number one complaint was about the fireworks? Not the noise and things like that. The debris.
Yeah, that's a problem.
The neighbors are firing off all these explosions and fireworks and things like that, but they're not picking up their mess.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of cardboard little pieces and stuff.
Absolutely. And it is a mess. Something to think about next year, folks, when firing off those fireworks.
Absolutely. And Palm Beach County commissioners have voted to change the name of Southern Boulevard in an area close to Mar-a-Lago to President Donald J. Trump Boulevard. Now, there's a reason for this. Some members of the public spoke out against the move before yesterday's unanimous vote, but the vote was a result of a new state law requiring state transportation officials to put up a sign honoring the president. The town of Palm Beach and the city of West Palm Beach may also have to vote since the stretch of roadway runs through those municipalities.
Well, a Florida congresswoman calling for more information on Jeffrey Epstein to be released. They will not let this story die, will they?
Mm.
Okay, here's Ryan Schmelz.
Florida's Anna Paulina Luna says people deserve to know the truth as she calls on the Department of Justice to release more information on the convicted sex offender. This comes after the DOJ released a memo saying Jeffrey Epstein did not have a client list and died by suicide. President Trump fired back when a reporter asked about the conclusion.
Are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
The White House says some information was not released because of its graphic content that included child pornography. Luna, though, who leads a House Oversight Task Force on declassification of federal secrets, says there's plenty of evidence and info the DOJ can still release not related to victims. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
520. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God answers our prayers one of three ways: yes, wait, or no. When God says yes, we rejoice. When God says wait, we learn patience. When God says no, we are reminded that He is God, because if God couldn't say no, then He wouldn't be God, we would be. As our loving Father, He says no to His children and we submit to His will. As our King, He says no and we bow our knee. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul asks God three times to remove a thorn in the flesh, and essentially, God says no. But God told Paul, I will give you grace to handle your trial. Sometimes God says no to our request, but then He says yes to sufficient grace to help in the time of need.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, U.S. officials are targeting additional elements of Iran's shadow banking network. Christian Goodwin has an explanation for us.
The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control says sanctions will target 22 entities based in Hong Kong, the United Arab Emirates, and Turkey, describing these as front companies that are part of Iran's shadow banking network, explaining they are used to sidestep U.S. sanctions by using offshore accounts to accept payment for Iranian oil, then funneling the money back to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps for weapons programs and to support its terrorist proxies and partners across the Middle East. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent saying in a statement, the Iranian regime relies heavily on its shadow banking system to fund its destabilizing nuclear and ballistic missile weapons programs, rather than for the benefit of the Iranian people. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
524, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending up this afternoon. Not a bad day. Here's Hillary Barsky with the numbers.
Stocks ending higher with the NASDAQ closing at a record high despite ongoing uncertainty about U.S. trade policies. Minutes from the Fed's June meeting were released this afternoon and show that policymakers largely held a wait-and-see stance on future rate cuts. And NVIDIA's record rally hitting a milestone, shares of the chip-making giant rose nearly 2% and lifting the AI darling to become the first U.S. company in history to hit a $4 trillion valuation. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Caterpillar, and Boeing. The Dow decline, United Health Group, Salesforce, and Honeywell. The Dow rising 218 points, the NASDAQ higher by 193, S&P 500 up 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Really looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit organization, and it develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. All right, let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, particularly on Blue Angel traveling westbound towards Mobile. Also have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spots are Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 90 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Got some rainfall chances this evening and over the course of the next several days with highs sitting in the low 90s.
Yeah, the country's seeing some really rough weather in some specific areas. Over 100 people have died after flash flooding swept through parts of central Texas. As search and rescue teams continue to look for more than 160 people that are still missing, Haley Meyer, she has the details. She's in Kerrville, Texas this afternoon.
The damage immeasurable when you talk about cars floating 20 feet into the tree branches still. Cabins from local youth camps, a big staple of this region as well, getting swept away. And unfortunately, Camp Mystic losing multiple young girls and camp counselors to the floodwaters there. At this point, though, the flood came so fast and so early, and that was the biggest piece as to why this was so deadly. Multiple rain gauges in the area reported 20 inches of rainfall, but this area is so quick to drain all of that into the Guadalupe River, which is why it only took about 45 minutes to an hour for some of these spots to rise.
And Pope Leo once again offering to host peace talks between Russia and Ukraine at the Vatican. He met with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in Italy earlier today. The Vatican said the pontiff and Ukrainian leader discussed the importance of dialogue as the preferred means of ending hostilities. The Pope also expressed his sorrow for the victims of the war and renewed his prayers and closeness to the Ukrainian people. Russia previously rejected the Pope's offer to host negotiations.
The upcoming mayoral election up in New York City is getting very, very interesting. Well, candidate Soran Mamdani officially getting endorsed by the United Members of Teachers. Teachers have endorsed this guy. Mamdani telling union members he will fight for all of them if he is elected as the next mayor.
I will be proud, just as I was in his assembly member, now as the next mayor of this city, to work with the union to fully fund our public schools, to ensure that every dollar we win, be it in City Hall or in Albany, for the purpose of our education is actually going into our classrooms.
And we were talking about weather just a couple minutes ago. Well, there's some good news in the updated Atlantic hurricane forecast. Colorado State University researchers have decreased their forecast slightly. Instead of 9 hurricanes forming this year, CSU's new forecast calls for just 8. Yay! That's still above an average season, which is normally 7, but CSU will issue one more outlook on August 6th.
And just remember, it only takes one.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, the House Oversight Committee conducting its closed-door interview with former President Biden's doctor. Hey, this guy's Slick Willie, let me tell you. He hung around for like 5 minutes, and he was out of there. Chad Burgum has the latest.
Kevin O'Connor didn't answer questions before the deposition, during the deposition, or after the deposition. In fact, I tried to get him to answer some questions in the hallway. He ducked everyone. The closed-door interview only ran half an hour. Fox is told that O'Connor invoked the Fifth on all questions, even a question about whether he understood the proceedings, but he did not cite the Fifth due to doctor-patient privileges. Republicans believe that O'Connor was not truthful about the president's cognition. They have lots of questions about use of the auto pen.
Okay, two major former government officials are under investigation for potential wrongdoing relating to the 2016 Trump-Russia probe. David Spunt has more from Washington.
The scope of the two probes into former CIA Director John Brennan and former FBI Director James Comey, not crystal clear, but we do have some details to share. For the Brennan probe, Fox Digital's Brooke Singman reports that the current CIA Director John Ratcliffe turned over information recently to the FBI regarding Brennan potentially lying to Congress. Fox Digital reports the probe surrounds testimony to Congress and the FBI Director Kash Patel fully involved in that investigation. As for Mr. Comey, the former FBI Director fired by President Trump in 2017. That investigation is underway within the halls of the DOJ, but the specifics, though, are unclear.
Fox News.
is. I'm John Saucier. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking to reporters after meeting with President Trump. They're trying to reach a ceasefire with Hamas. He was asked if pushing out Palestinians from the region is going to make Israel safer in the long run.
If people want to leave Gaza, they should have the right to do so and not be held at a point of a gun of Hamas to keep them inside if they want to leave.
Earlier this year, President Trump announced a proposal to rebuild Gaza that would require Palestinians to relocate. Deadly flooding in central Texas has taken the lives of over 100 people. The Coverville Area Chamber of Commerce President Mindy Wendell tells Fox Business leaders in the group are giving out aid to business owners.
Our foundation board met early this morning and has authorized us to start disseminating money. Basically, we love you money. Here's some money to help you keep those doors open.
Wendell says tourism is the leading industry in Kirk County, employing over 1,000 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, changes are expected for the upcoming high school football season in Escambia County. Some games are scheduled for Friday night, but some of them could be potentially moved to Thursdays. This comes as part of a shortage of referees. The Southeastern Football Officials Association meets tonight at 6 p.m. That's just in about 25 minutes on the UWF campus in the Argo Center to meet with potential new refs.
Okay, second story we're following this afternoon. Pensacola is set to make the weekend downtown trolleys permanent. The city began offering free trolleys on Friday and Saturday nights. This happened back in November. It was part of a pilot program to provide transportation in areas of downtown where there is free parking. On July 17th, the city council will decide whether to award Winterfest of Pensacola a three-year, almost $350,000 contract to operate the weekend trolleys. The city's parking fund will fund that trolley project.
All right. And there's been a jump in youth handgun ownership in Florida. According to a study published this week in the Journal of Pediatrics, 6% of Florida teens are packing heat. The data shows a 65% surge in youth handgun ownership in Florida from 2002 to 2022. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, though, says that he has not seen a rise in teen gun ownership locally.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Pensacola officials are working on a program that would save residents money on parking. Here's Mayor Reeves.
It could be as soon as August, could be into the fall. We're working on some of the back end stuff that just we don't really control because the last thing we want to do is roll out a permit program where the doesn't work.
Absolutely. The city is also working on a program for senior citizens living in the city limits that would be flat rate and registered by license plates, so they really wouldn't have to use that app.
All right, and as we get closer to the Pensacola Beach Air Show, buoys have gone up in the Sound Side to create a vessel exclusion zone. It will extend from the shoreline at Flounders and the SRIA 250 yards into the Sound. Officials say the purpose of the exclusion zone is to create an access point for first responders. Practice runs will start tomorrow morning with the Blues flying at 2 p.m.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Fly ball, right field, Moore back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. See ya! A home run for Judge. Number 34. And the Yankees lead 7-0. Moves to within one of Raleigh.
He peeked back there and said, I'm only one behind you now. As he crossed home plate.
On the YES Network, Aaron Judge hit his 34th home run of the Yankees' 10-3 win over the Mariners. One inning after Judge got within one home run of Cal Raleigh for the major league lead, Judge fell two behind again.
Cal with a deep drive to right field. Way back and gone. Up to the second deck in right field. Cal Raleigh, when will we stop being amazed? His 36th home run. It is now the most ever by a Seattle Mariner before the All-Star break. Simply incredible stuff from the Mariners catcher.
On Root Sports Northwest, Major League home run leader Cal Raleigh has one more homer before the All-Star break than Ken Griffey Jr. did for the Mariners back in 1998. The National League's home run leader also added to his total last night. Shohei Ohtani hit a leadoff blast for the Dodgers, but the NL West leaders lost their fifth game in a row, 3-1 to the Brewers. Milwaukee starting pitcher Jacob Mizorowski struck out 12. Ohtani leads the National League with 31 home runs. The Miami Marlins stretched their team record to 11 consecutive wins on the road. The Marlins sextupled the Reds Tuesday, 12-2. Longest road win streak by any major league team in 2 years since the Phillies won 13 in a row away from home. Wild ending at the Giants-Phillies game in San Francisco. Patrick Bailey became the first player in 9 years to end a game with a walk-off inside the park home run. A three-run homer that gave San Francisco a 4-3 win over Philadelphia. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, well, NBA 2K26 has revealed its final two cover athletes. Angel Reese, I can only assume controversially, will represent the WNBA edition, while Carmelo Anthony appears on special edition covers. Reese, just in her second pro season, has set a rookie record for rebounds per game. Anthony will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame this year as both an individual and a member of the 2008 U.S. Olympic team. And, of course, we told you earlier this week, OKC Thunder star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the league MVP, he rounds out the trio.
Okay, women cyclists are accusing USA Cycling of covering up the fact a trans athlete was competing against them in the road racing national championships last week. Garrett Tini has a story from Southern California.
That transgender cyclist, Kate KJ Phillips, ultimately won that race by passing the other cyclist in the final sprint to win by a single second. Julie Cutts Peterson boycotted the podium after taking second place to protest organizers not listing Phillips among the cyclists who had registered for the race. USA Cycling hasn't explained why Phillips was allegedly not included on the list of registered racers and has not responded to our multiple requests for comment other than sending over its transgender policy, which states athletes only need to provide a signed declaration of their gender and prove their testosterone levels have been below a certain threshold for at least 2 years.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Cowboys report to Oxnard for training camp on July 20th. Dak Prescott the other day said his hamstring is a full go. So it'll be year one of the Brian Schottenheimer era, and his offense should see a heavy passing attack for Dak with his 1-2 punch at wide receiver consisting of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. I also think Micah Parsons will get a new deal before week one. The Cowboys are a fringe playoff team, and their over-under is set at 7.5 games. And I think Dallas will be better than you expect, so I'll give them at least 8 wins this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, food product giant Mars, saying its customers in Europe want artificial dyes removed from M&Ms and Skittles, but doesn't think customers in the U.S. actually care about it. Mike Emanuel has more from Washington.
The association representing the candy makers suggests this is overreach, since people can buy cannabis, alcohol, and cigarettes, so are candies with vibrant colors really the problem? Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told Fox other companies are stepping up.
The great thing about it is that, you know, we have not had to regulate. We have not had to drop that hammer. We're getting this extraordinary outpouring of enthusiasm and cooperation.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
And two new COVID strains are going around this summer. However, a South Carolina doctor said while the Nimbus and Stratus strains are active, he has not seen a major increase in COVID cases or hospitalizations so far. Dr. Paul Richardson also noted that the two new strains are less severe than earlier strains, although symptoms may still be bothersome. According to Dr. Richardson, the best protection against viruses is washing your hands frequently.
543 News Radio 92.3, a major drugstore chain's pharmacy division is stopping coverage of a popular weight loss drug. Tom Graham explains.
CVS Caremark halted coverage of Eli Lilly's weight loss drug, Zepbound. The pharmacy chain is blaming Zepbound and similar GLP-1 drugs for driving up the cost. The drugs were originally developed to treat type 2 diabetes, but exploded in popularity due to their effectiveness in combating obesity under brand names like Wegovia, Ozempic, and Zepbound. A CVS spokesperson says there will still be exceptions if the drug is deemed a medical necessity. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Federal health officials saying U.S. measles cases have hit the highest number in more than 30 years. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revealing there have been nearly 1,300 confirmed measles cases in the U.S. so far this year, the highest number since 1992, when there were over 2,100. 92% of the cases this year are linked to those who are either unvaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown. Most are tied to an outbreak which began in West Texas, spreading to New Mexico and Oklahoma. But there have been confirmed cases in more than 36 states. According to the CDC, at least 162 people have been hospitalized from the virus this year, and at least 3 have died, all of whom were unvaccinated. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, it's just a few of the same issues we've been covering tonight. We do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Far and away, your worst looking spot right now, though, is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, at least on a local scale, 90 degrees, low of 77 this evening. We've been dealing with highs in the low 90s and some rainfall chances lingering for the past few days now. Well, that's what we're going to see for the next several days heading all the way into your Sunday.
I will tell you this, severe weather threats persist throughout the United States. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean in this afternoon and has the forecast.
Weather across central Texas should be relatively calm as search and recovery efforts continue in the Hill Country after catastrophic flooding hit the region on Friday and Saturday. We also have a high risk for flooding over sections of the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic, with strong to severe thunderstorms continuing to linger over the next few days. The risk for thunderstorms and possibly heavy rain for sections of the northern and central plains, as well as the possibility for scattered storms and isolated flash flooding over the southwest. We've also got an extreme heat warning for the deserts of California and Arizona. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
After all this nasty weather is one factor, let's go to the other. Beside all of this rainfall, especially we're talking about the Philadelphia area, beside their city flooding, trash has overtaken the city as, of course, those sanitation workers continue their strike. Katie Byrne in Philadelphia with the latest.
Storms move through Philly amid a sanitation strike, and people say the last thing they need is anything that adds to the mess. Even as heavy rain and strong winds blew through the city, because on top of the weather alerts, Philadelphia residents are getting alerts about an ongoing garbage crisis. City workers are on strike, fighting for higher pay and better benefits. Residents hope they reach an agreement soon, and the rain doesn't turn streets into trash rivers and clog up the storm drains. Showers are in the forecast for Philly every day through Monday. People hope the rain will at least cool us off, as the strike has led to the closures of many city pools and libraries, places a lot of people look for relief from the summer heat. In Philadelphia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
Well, there's a change at the top of a social media giant. Lillian Wu has the story.
The chief executive of X and a top lieutenant to Elon Musk says she's leaving the social media company 2 years after signing on to what was then called Twitter. Linda Yaccarino's departure caps a tumultuous run at the helm, and she posted to X, "When at Elon Musk and I first spoke of his vision for X, I knew it would be the opportunity of a lifetime to carry out the extraordinary mission of this company. I'm immensely grateful to him for entrusting me." Yaccarino, who spent decades in advertising, had previously worked at Turner Broadcasting and NBC Universal and was appointed in 2018 by President Trump to the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. She did not give a reason for her departure. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of cereal giant Kellogg soaring more than 50% today following a report that chocolate maker Ferrero is close to a roughly $3 billion deal to buy the iconic company. The Italian company, known for its circular hazelnut chocolates, could finalize a deal for the legacy breakfast foods business as soon as this week, according to the Wall Street Journal. President Donald Trump sending more letters today dictating new U.S. tariff rates on at least six more countries' imports, leaning into his aggressive approach for global trade. The letters were sent to the leaders of the Philippines, Brunei, Moldova, Algeria, Iraq, and Libya. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining 217 points. The S&P 500 snapped a two-day losing streak up by 37, and the Nasdaq set a fresh record up nearly 200 points. Crude oil futures above 68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Trump administration will now let people use rent payments to help them qualify for a mortgage. This might make a lot of folks really happy. Lauren Simonetti is in this afternoon. Has a look at the story.
FICO scores are used in mortgage underwriting traditionally, but now the Federal Housing Finance Agency says Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac can also use what's called a Vantage score that incorporates a borrower's rent payment history to determine if they qualify for a mortgage. Well-needed relief for millions of Americans struggling to buy a home, often for the first time. Historically, about 2 million people each year get the keys to their very first home. You know, you remember that day. You got your keys. But last year, that number sunk to an all-time all-time low, 1.1 million.
And millions of student loan borrowers on the Saving on Valuable Education plan will see interest accrual resume next month. The SAVE plan, which was created under the Biden administration, became a popular option for its ability to offer some borrowers monthly payments as low as $0. While borrowers will not be responsible for making payments on the SAVE plan until forbearance ends, their balance will rise with the restart of interest accrual.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on 551 News Radio 92.3. A cleanup is underway today at Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company. CJ Papa says it's about the popular chatbot Grok.
Cartoon icon Bugs Bunny coining the phrase, "What's up, Doc?" But Elon Musk may be muttering, "What's up, Grok?" after his chatbot appeared to include anti-Semitic comments praising Adolf Hitler. Workers are now erasing the inappropriate posts sent out by the chatbot. The world's richest man has said Grok has been improved significantly. But in just a few days, it's shared several anti-Semitic posts, including the trope that Jews run Hollywood, while denying that such a stance could be described as Nazism. Labeling truths as hate speech stifles discussion, Grok said. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Yeah, that one was, I've seen some of the posts. That's rough.
Pull the plug.
That's rough. And Max is now once again called HBO Max. We told you that this was going to be happening a while back. Users will start seeing the name change reflected. It actually began earlier today. The streaming service originally launched as HBO Max in 2020 and later switched to Max in 2023 after Warner Media and Discovery merged. However, the company found that users watch HBO's premium content more than reality programs, so they're going back to their roots, I suppose. Just about 5:52 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines to help round out this 5 o'clock hour right here on this Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Daryl Hall, John Oates, what a team they were back in the 70s. Just an amazing group. News Radio 92.3, afternoon, everybody. It is 5:55. Okay, heads up, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Do have some backups on the Var Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. That's like the shortest traffic update we've had this entire afternoon. So that's a pleasant surprise for me. As for your weather, 90 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 tonight with some rainfall chances, albeit slight ones. We're going to have rainfall chances over the course of your next several days, actually, into Sunday. Every step of the way, your highs are going to be sitting in the low 90s.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Folks in one town in Pennsylvania are investigating what's being described as Mac napping. I have a good explanation on this story for you. Here's Ted Linder first.
A statue of Ronald McDonald was stolen in broad daylight from the only McDonald's in Nesquehoning, Pennsylvania. Surveillance shows suspects hauling off the smiling clown, who, according to the Nesquehoning Police Department, didn't even put up a fight. Now police say the plastic mascot may be popping up at parties or awkwardly lounging in someone's yard. Coincidentally, a nearly identical Ronald McDonald statue is now listed on eBay for $2,500, available for pickup about an hour away in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. The McMystery continues. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
I can do one better than that one. And I'm gonna localize it for you, okay?
Okay.
Ever been to Peg Leg Pete's on Pensacola Beach?
Yes.
They got a statue of the old pirate there standing
Pete.
There on the porch there. But have you ever noticed his right foot?
What about it?
It's got a chain around it.
Because people were stealing
People
it.
Used to steal Peg Leg Pete, and they'd find it in condos on the beach. Would you come get this darn thing out of our condo?
Dude, people used to say we'd have flying cars by now. Instead, we're mac-napping.
Or peg-leg peeking.
Yeah, we're peeding. All right. Also, Sean Diddy Combs has secured a new legal victory in a civil lawsuit as he awaits sentencing for his federal convictions. TMZ reports that a judge decided to remove significant allegations from a lawsuit filed on behalf of April Lampros. She has accused Combs of raping her multiple times in the 90s. Combs' attorneys denied her claims and motioned to dismiss the lawsuit.
I think this is going to be interesting. I'm not really sure, but I'll check it out. Lego is building a live-action TV show. Michelle Polino has more on the show.
Kenny Ortega, the man behind High School Musical, is picking up the pieces to head up Lego's first live-action TV project. The Lego group just announced a Lego Friends musical special set in the iconic Lego world of Heart Lake City. Filming begins this August in London with a 2026 release date on deck. The story follows a girl who builds a Lego world and then gets magically transported into it. Ortega called it an absolute honor, saying, "I don't know who's more excited, my family or me," adding, "We're a Lego-loving household." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And speaking of names of that are similar to that, a new trailer for season 2 of the hit Netflix series Wednesday is out now. It will follow Jenna Ortega's Wednesday Addams as she makes her return to Nevermore Academy. The rest of the cast includes Catherine Zeta-Jones, Steve Buscemi, Evie Templeton, and Emma Myers. Part 1 of Wednesday season 2 drops on August 6th, and part 2 releases on September 3rd.
Afternoon, everybody. 558 News Radio 92.3. A team of scientists have discovered a long-lost partial shipwreck from way back during World War II.
It's been on the Pacific Ocean floor for 83 years. A torpedo slammed into the cruiser USS New Orleans in 1942, sinking the bow in the Battle of Tassafaronga during fighting off of Guadalcanal. The blast blew apart a large chunk of the vessel and left 182 crew members dead. Rest of the ship was miraculously kept afloat and returned to shore. The National World War II Museum says a team of researchers discovered the 150-foot section on the ocean floor Sunday using a remotely operated vehicle and special mapping technology and made a positive identification. The imagery viewed by hundreds of experts around the world in real time. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I always knew July 9th was going to be a special day. Netflix's new music competition series debuting this evening. Tanya J. Powers is following the story for us.
Building the Band from Netflix is the final TV project of former One Direction member Liam Payne. The show features 50 singers looking for band members sight unseen, based only on their vocals. It's hosted by Backstreet Boys star AJ McClain, with Nicole Scherzinger as head judge and Kelly Rowland and Payne as guest judges.
How these bands are put together is not normal. We weren't put together that way.
I want you to just go for it.
We might be looking at the winner right here.
Payne died last October in Argentina. Episodes 1 through 4 of Building the Band drop first, with more to come on July 16th and 23rd. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wahoos on the losing end of Tuesday night game against Columbus. They dropped game 7-5. You keep getting updated on that. More news coming up in about 12 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.